This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies, do you really want a manly man? You know, the kind that just sits on the couch in his underwear watching SportsCenter all day, eating beef jerky and Cheetos, who hasn't taken out the trash? Or would you like the well-groomed man who has... You know, I was watching the Hallmark Channel with you, and it's already taken out the trash.
All right, and let me offer you another man to choose from. What about the, instead of the guy who watches SportsCenter?
Yeah.
What about the nerdy computer guy who sits in front of his computer in his underwear with his hands down his pants all day long and doesn't take out the trash? And what was all that other stuff you said?
I don't know. Is that an alternative to what I said?
Yeah, it's like there's, you got the sports guy who doesn't do any of that stuff, but we also have the nerdy computer guy
who doesn't do that stuff.
Who's making that? Who's making more money?
The nerdy
computer guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he always makes more money. Well, you know what? I'm not the only pansy that loves bubble baths, and is, I guess, connected to my, I don't know.
Your mom too much?
No.
And your feminine side?
I mean, I'm a mama's boy, my feminine
exactly.
side.
Exactly. You know what? You brag about how feminine you are. You brag about reading romance novels in the tub.
I don't brag about it. It came up on the show, and I admitted to it.
No, you embrace it, man.
No,
you seem proud of it.
No, I don't.
Does he seem proud of it?
Embrace your softer side. It's okay.
Well, I'm not the only one that does that. A well-known celebrity says that he likes to take bubble baths, too.
Okay.
And that's Blake Shelton from The Voice. Justin Timberlake has a lot of shoes, he says. I'm obsessed with good grooming habits.
You said he has a lot of issues?
No, a lot of pairs of shoes.
Oh, well, I think that's the same.
And I don't think that bubble baths should be a feminine side anymore.
You know
Sorry,
what?
Sorry, if my bathtub was big enough, I'd take bubble baths.
Okay, Kato, there's a difference in a bubble bath and a bubble bath with candles spread
I like
around.
Candles.
Yeah, okay.
The soft music playing in the background.
I like a little music. Not
while reading a Danielle Steele novel.
No.
Why shouldn't guys like a good atmosphere, too? They deserve to relax, and if they like candles and music and incense or, you know, aromatherapy, they should be able to do it.
Why shouldn't women play professional football? I don't know. We're different.
Well, most everyone takes baths, I would think. Not everyone plays football.
Bubble baths.
You know what? I will say, on the flip side, you don't want a manly woman who's got, you know, hairy armpits poking out the side and stuff when she wears her tank top, or, you know.
Watching SportsCenter in her underwear with her hand down her pants. Yeah,
I agree with you on that.
It's comfortable.
Yeah. Why can guys get away with it and girls can't? They have some things. What are the most girly things you do in secret? They ask men this.
Oh, wow. Did you win? Was it a competition?
Here's what they said.
Okay.
Using women's shower gel and shampoos or anything in the shower. I guess the guys are doing that.
All right. I do that because I'm just stealing, basically. I'm like, I'm in the shower. I need a gel. I don't really look to see what kind it is. I just wash my bottom with it.
Have you seen the commercial of the guys in the shower and the woman's yelling at him, hey, that's my new feminine gel,
okay.
Bath body gel in the bathtub, and he's already washing with it.
Uh-huh.
So he freaks out, and he's out there cutting grass. He's doing every manly thing he can do to get rid of that.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Well,
that's
you know
funny.
What?
Pretty funny.
The women's gels and stuff, they have a better scent.
They do.
Like, I don't know, orange and peach and wild rose. And the men's scents are like Arctic Blast and Roaring Thunder and...
Locker room.
Yeah.
Locker room. Men's locker room.
All right, what's the most girly thing that you do in secret, fellas? Plucking, shaving, and trimming.
Plugging, shaving, and what?
Plucking.
Plucking, oh.
Shaving and trimming. And that's not talking about your grass.
Is that feminine? Because, I mean, you need to do those things from time to time, right?
Yeah. Say the same thing. Yeah.
You know, I was getting my hair cut. She looked at my eyebrows. She goes, do you cut your own eyebrows? And I said, well, I have to eventually. I can't see. But she, I guess most men don't do that.
Now, if you have bangs on your eyebrows, that's you do need to cut those.
Yeah, I get thick eyebrows fast.
Okay, and then a man admitted to knowing all the big Disney songs. Or secretly having some Disney soundtracks and knowing some of the movie theme songs.
Mr. Aladdin, sir.
But that's not, I don't think, a girly thing. If you got kids, you've heard them over and over again, you're going to get those things in your head.
I think you get a pass if you have young children and you're part of raising them.
Okay, and finally, Tom, bubble baths.
Let's hear it.
They say bubble baths are okay for the guys, or most guys are admitted to it anyway, and reading in the tub.
Okay, reading what? SportsCenter?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you're not reading SportsCenter.
I'm not.
See, I don't like to read in the tub. I'd rather have music playing with a beer.
What is it with guys? They want to stay in the bathroom and read. It's in the tub or on the toilet. We should just have a library in our bathrooms.
That would be manly. As long as it didn't have Danielle Steele in it.
Well, I'm not the only pansy now.
Oh, and by the way, I'm having a pedicure this weekend.
Hey,
so.
I'll come.
Right. A pedicure or a pedicure party?
It could be a party.
I'm not going to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.